There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Show here for you Thursday on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment. And I want to let you know that on, is it Wednesday? Yes, Wednesday of next week, it's another Santa Stop. This program right here, Santa Stops, by the way, presented by Park Metal. But our show is going to be at Flegal's, that's F-L-E-E, Flegal's in Rosemont. And that's sponsored by Nutrisource. And we'll be collecting toys and gifts for the Ronald McDonald House. And if you have pet questions, especially about dogs, you should head on out to Rosemont because the one, the only, Katie Kana is going to be there.
Oh, yeah.
Don't worry about us. I think she's going to be a much bigger draw.
Absolutely.
She's going to be a much bigger draw. We have to say arrivederci to the Star Trek writer that passed away yesterday. She was a Hollywood trailblazer. DC Fontana has died. And when she was a secretary in Hollywood at the time, and she kept seeing all these scripts come across the desk. And she's like, I can write this stuff.
Yeah.
And so she worked writing under the name D.C. Fontana and kind of created the whole backstory to Spock. And Spock was her creation.
That's amazing.
And who even knew? And because it was D.C. Fontana, everyone thought she was a guy.
Yeah.
She also worked on Babylon 5, Bonanza, Dallas, Kung Fu, $6 Million Man, and many more TV classics. She was a board member of the Writers Guild. She was recently employed as a senior lecturer at the American Film Institute, where she taught classes to screenwriters, directors, and producers. So
Just
wish her, you know, happy trails.
Happy trails indeed.
Yeah.
Now, I think that in the Dirt Alert update, Julia, I understand where you came from by making up that new word that you just did, the mix of The Mandalorian and Mulan and all of that stuff. Because there is
Mulandria.
A new trailer. Mulandria. There is a new trailer for the Mulan live action reboot. Yes, we're getting another one of these.
Why?
How many Mulans have there been?
Well,
doesn't Mulan do different things?
No.
Oh, it's just the same story retold and dude.
Yeah, but it's live action this time.
Hate these.
That's what I'm saying, Julia. That's why we're getting another one, and we're getting a Mulan one this time. It's coming out in theaters. I think it's out in March.
Well, we posted the
trailer.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Did it look exciting?
I don't care.
Well, you posted it, Donnie.
I know, for others, not for me. Well, I'm just tired of Disney doing every damn movie they've ever done as a live action just to make more billions of dollars.
Well, I want to say, as you're saying that, it's Walt Disney's birthday today. If he was still alive, December 5th. He was born December 5th, 1901.
Ooh.
And it all started with a mouse. And actually, he has a really nice quote.
Okay.
First you think, second you believe, third you dream, and finally you dare. And you gotta just go for it.
That's very nice. Mm-hmm.
Go forth like and that. Ride your model train.
Listen, he had some really, he was brilliant. I mean, and just the joy of continuing being a child and not letting the world, you know, make you too skeptical and too, you know, critical. And I just think it's lovely.
If you want more information about Walt Disney, there was a fabulous documentary a couple years ago about the life of Walt Disney via The American Experience. That's a PBS series of documentaries. Well, they had a big two-part Walt Disney biography. I highly recommend it. Super insightful on the life of Walt Disney. I don't know if it's still up yet, but if it is, and you're interested in Walt Disney, Check it out.
Thanks. You're welcome. Okay, so we talked on Monday about Peloton, the ad with the woman, the skinny lady. It's getting all this backlash. She didn't want the bike, but she obviously took videos of herself over a full year. So here's a little bit of the backlash.
It's the commercial that's launched 1,000 memes. Titled The Gift That Gives Back, this 30-second Peloton ad drawing ire for what some claim is its sexist message of a husband giving his wife an exercise bike for Christmas. Keeping a year-long fitness diary of her rides, tentative at first, but a year later, critics reacted swiftly on social media with comments like, nothing says maybe you should try to lose a few pounds like gifting your already rail-thin life partner a Peloton. And that face you make when you have to videotape yourself exercising to prove to your husband that you're making every effort to look thin for him. The ad also igniting a wave of parodies.
My husband got me a Peloton for Christmas. Nothing weird about that. Thank you. You get me.
Critics decrying it as sexist and dystopian, saying the woman in the commercial is being put under pressure to stay thin. The company's stock appearing to take a hit as well. On Tuesday, dropping 9%, shedding nearly $942 million of market value in a single day.
One bad ad can hurt a company drastically. This is an era when consumers are much more polarized, much more prone to complain vocally on social media. The advertiser is no longer always in control of their message.
It's not the first time an ad has ignited a rage online. In 2017, Pepsi pulled this commercial starring model Kendall Jenner after it was criticized for being tone-deaf. Jenner appearing to bring an end to a political protest by sharing a Pepsi with a police officer. And this 2017 Dove body wash ad decried as racially insensitive after it appeared to show a black woman removing her t-shirt to reveal a white woman. The company later apologized.
I mean, I think what's the backlash is interesting in the stock. You know, they'll recover. People want these bikes more. I'd take a bike in a minute.
If somebody wanted to gift me a Peloton, I am open.
I mean, to your generosity.
What to do about nothing?
No, you know, I think the thing is, Donnie, because there's such an instantaneous way to give feedback now.
But why do people have to read things into a commercial? What they're saying is, oh, this commercial must mean that the husband, this
is
was
abusive,
his.
Is this?
What?
I guess I didn't read that into this commercial.
I thought the commercial was weird.
Well, thank you. Yes,
I thought it was weird.
The commercial was weird in as much as, like, she has this weird, stressed, expressive eyebrow thing going on, and she's videoing herself on this Peloton where it's like, I can't escape this Peloton. Oh, my gosh. So there was that weirdness. I guess I didn't read the sexist aspects of this.
Neither did I. So, and with that, we're moving right along. Time for random thoughts, and I have a list today. We've got a list to get through. We'll be right back. This is Lori and Julia on My Talk 107.1. You know, I saw this story the other day. Did you ever notice that? You know, sometimes I wonder what would happen if...
And now, Julia's random thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is. All right, so here is the deal, people. You told me this holiday... That's Holly yesterday. Holiday?
Uh-huh. if you say so.
Yeah, okay. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
That's a combined word. Yeah. The Pantone color of 2020 is classic blue.
Oh.
And last year's color, if you remember, it was coral, living coral. And why they came up with that color last year is it's comforting and energizing at the same time. Meant to solve us in a time of global uncertainty. So we've gone from kind of a orangey, corally color, and now we're going to a classic blue. It's knowing where you go and who to trust. That's what blue does. It's a feeling of calm and reassurance to help us have that confidence.
What do we think about classic blue being the color of the year? Or do you even care about the color of the year?
Sometimes I like it if it's magenta or something different.
Yeah.
I think it's just Pantone's been doing this forever.
Right.
And last night I'm looking for a new color in my wall and I just want to paint them white, but there's so many whites.
Yeah.
So I took out my color paint deck that I have. There's so many whites, you guys.
Oh, I mean, there's eggshell.
Well, those are the types of how it will lay the paint, but there's so many different colors of the white.
Do you want to paint the whole room? Or just one of the panels?
I'm ready to do it all white. Ready to do it all white.
I hope that you have fun looking through 700 whites.
I've painted so many times.
A lot of swatches.
I am a painter. All right, so anywho, the blue is just whatevs.
you just feel meh about
people,
it.
But I will be honest, if you watch HTV and my friend Tracy, people are putting so much blue on their islands, like a dark blue. It's like if your kitchen's white and then they're putting blue with gold hardware on their islands or on their cabinets, it's being combined a lot in bathrooms. Blue is being used a lot.
On what part?
On your vanities, on your island, on a piece of furniture. But it's if you look at the home stuff, it's all over. It's in there. Because we're switching out of the grayish and the gray and the browns, and we're going into blue, which adds more dimension. I think it's more interesting. So I do like that it is, people are using it in their homes. But here's me. I just want to go all white.
You want to be contrarian.
I do. All right. Listen now. Have you ever thought, I want to give a crazy gift to someone, and you're like, they're an odd duck? Like Matt Belanger.
What would we get Matt Belanger for Christmas?
You would go to Aldi and you would get him a cheese-filled ornament.
Ugh.
And these ornaments, there's a white snowflake. They're both in clear plastic balls, so you can get a white snowflake or an outline of a Christmas tree. And they actually have cheese inside. Inside are individually wrapped 2 mild cheddar cheese and 2 grass-fed aged cheddar. And both are white cheeses, so you can give the, I think this would be funny, because we do an ornament exchange and a white elephant party at our cookie exchange.
Yeah.
This would be a hysterical ornament. Or white elephant. It combines two things in one.
Well, then go forth
Don't
and
you
get
think
your
it
cheese
is? It's ornament. Silly. Aldi's does a lot of crazy things with the advent color calendar. They also have 7 6-ounce bottles of sparkling wine to pop each night at midnight, you know.
So you got your holiday set.
You got stuff.
Totally.
Aldi is kind of hitting hard in the Twin Cities.
I shop there every week.
Do you?
Absolutely.
There's one that opened down the street from me within walking distance. Yeah. It's a little intimidating.
Why? Well, you have to know, you have to bring a quarter.
Yes.
Because you need it to get the cart.
Right.
Well, we just bring bags.
But if you're shopping,
yeah,
don't you want to put your... No, we just
have 2 bags.
Oh, all right.
2 reusable bags.
A lot of people bring their bags.
No, that's true. But you get the quarter back.
Yes, you do. Yes.
Well, it's very continental and European in that way. But also the bagging of the Aldi things. Like, if you go alone to Aldi, it is stressful.
Well, the first time it is.
It's like the I Love Lucy conveyor belt.
Fast.
You're trying
like
to stuff the things.
It's Costco. It's Costco. It's fast. Get it in, get it out for a hike.
I like the prices.
It's IKEA. It's get it in, get it out for a hike.
I mean,
their packing situation is fast. You do need to bring your own bags.
Yes.
Otherwise, they will charge you.
Well, you have to buy one.
Yeah, that's right.
But it is, there's a brand new beautiful one on West 7th in St. Paul.
Yes.
West 7th and Davern, to be specific.
Oh, thank you.
In case you're wondering. Now this, I just want you guys to say, huh? All right. So, you know, Chipotle has had a problem with...
a lot of things.
Yeah. E. coli, lettuce issues, a lot of other things.
PR nightmares.
PR nightmares. So the CEO, Brian Nicole, has a new plan. Chipotle has nurses on hand to make sure sick employees aren't skipping work with a hangover. Next time you order a burrito at Chipotle, you can rest assured that the person is not sick first when they're making your food, because they had so many E. coli outbreaks. I mean, that was crazy in the Boston area. They've got a medical expert to check on people's condition. But if the person is missing work, the nurse validates that they're not missing. Think of the age of the people that work at Chipotle. They're not missing work because of a hangover.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how I feel about this.
It's so baby-setting.
I feel it's very
kind of
invasive. Don't want Big Brother to be checking
in on
my health status if I'm calling
in sick. What happens
if
you just say you have your period? How are they going to check on that one?
Okay.
I'd rather not discuss it.
No, I wouldn't either. But that's pretty weird, isn't it?
I don't like it.
I don't either.
I don't like it, Chipotle. Here's what you do to win us back over. Guac is not extra.
Oh,
what is
how do you do
guac
that one?
Guac is not extra.
You mean on a burrito or on a burrito bowl?
On a burrito. Now, guac is not extra if you order a veggie burrito or a veggie burrito bowl.
That's good.
Then the guac comes with. But...
So you have to pay more for
you
the
do.
Guac.
And
guac
it's
is
really
always
good.
Extra.
And it's always extra, and it's really good. Listen, avocados were really expensive this year.
I know.
All right, moving on. Same-sex movies could be coming to the Hallmark Channel. You know, they do all the holiday romances.
Yes.
And so a question was raised in response to a recent report that there isn't a single LGBTQ+ character in Hallmark's 2019 lineup. the VP of programming for the network, says they're looking into pitches for movies. This may prove to be...
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Difficult, they're saying, because Hallmark Network is among the networks with the most conservative viewership of any network on TV. I doubt it. I mean, yes, but I think people welcome this. I think one of Dolly Parton's movies is about a same-sex couple.
Good.
Two Doors Down. It's about a son that hasn't come out to his mom yet.
Oh.
And so...
That's not on Hallmark, is it?
No, it's one of Dolly Parton's stories on Netflix.
Netflix. Okay.
But I think we're... Come on.
It's 2019. Hello.
We're ready for that.
Yes. Beyond.
We are ready for that. Now, what do you think of this, you guys? Clinical psychologist Linda Blair told Sky News, which is over across the pond, that... Too much Christmas music can be harmful to your health.
Okay, how?
Triggering. The holidays can trigger people's emotions, specifically this time of the year, reminding them of a loss. Hearing Christmas music could have a negative effect and cause additional stress.
Sure.
People working in the shops that constantly play, you know, Muzak, learn to tune out the Muzak. Mm. But if you are struggling, do you think that this is... True.
I can see it. Well, it's the same stuff.
Songs can over, any song sure. can bring up
yeah. Yeah. Right. yeah, over and over again. Well, yeah. If you, I mean, I would imagine that it's true with anything. If you've got negative emotions around it in the holidays, and this time of year is very stressful, artificially stressful, and we create all this stress, and it's just like if I have to hear Michael Bublé sing "Sleigh Ride" one more time.
Why do you have to pick on Michael Bublé?
Well, I mean, because he's there, Donnie. Ugh.
Listen, speaking of Michael Bublé, Josh Groban.
Yeah.
He made me think of something today. He was on The View. He is so, first of all, charming and delightful. And he is going to be playing at Music City. He's got three nights there, and now he's doing a fourth. But what about residencies in different states? You know, Vegas always has these... residencies,
residency in like in Chicago
or in Minneapolis. I mean,
what do you want?
I don't know, but think of someone that could come, a Minnesota person like Brian Seltzer. I hope he's okay because he had to cancel his tour. But someone, you know, I thought that'd be kind of it just made me think.
Just,
I don't know,
just
about nothing,
throwing it out, throwing the idea out there.
I don't think there are enough venues to go around where they can, where one could just put somebody there for a month.
Right.
Yeah, and I don't know how many butts in the seats you could get for a whole month.
And they do that. Like, regular music places have their standard, you know, this person always plays this night.
Yeah, you got a house band.
Yeah. Thank you, Bill. Thank you. When we come back, we are talking to Miss Richfield 1981. You want to keep your dials here? It's Lori and Julie on My Talk 107.1.
Yes, we got to check the traffic. What is going on? Well, it has been a quiet afternoon, but we do have a situation on 35E southbound. That is a 14-minute delay.
Thanks for hanging out with us on this Thursday. 20 shopping days left to the big day. And one great gift to give to yourself and your loved ones would be the gift of going to see the hilarious Miss Richfield 1981 in a hilarious new holiday program. Hello, Miss Richfield.
Hello? Am I on the air?
You, darling, you are. We've
contacted
you.
Oh, my word. What is, this is such a joy. I want to go to bed after hearing that delightful song and dance about that mattress. Wow, I'm just sleepy. I just want to take a nap. I want to get one of those mattresses. Is it a Mexican mattress?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
It was on your air. It was on the air earlier.
Oh, the commercial.
It's one of your sponsors. You should get up to date on that.
Oh,
these
honey,
are the people writing the checks.
You know what? I should. Listen, it is very exciting to talk to you because I was reading about your amazing fall and your tours all over to Punta Canda and Palm Springs and everywhere else you've been.
Oh, so we're not talking about the mattress?
No, darling, we're talking about
oh,
you.
Oh, okay.
We
oh, I thought I was supposed
you.
To talk about your sponsors.
No,
that's what I like. I like to talk about who's giving me the money, personally. But if you want to talk about my show,
I want to talk about your show. So your show
oh,
is...
Oh, okay. Well, then let's go down that road.
Let's talk about the program.
That.
The Engender Fluids for the holidays. Talk to us about this.
Oh, gender fluid. Well, we're celebrating all genders, both old and new. And it's the new gender world out there. I don't know if you've been to the doctor lately, but, you know, they're asking all sorts of questions about gender now. You know, it used to just be, are you a guy or are you a gal? And now it's a new world, and or maybe you just even go to the restroom. You know, look at the signs on the restroom. It's hard to tell which door to go in. So most of the time I'm holding it. Which is hard in the cold weather.
Oh, bless your heart.
Well, but there is shrinkage, so, you know, that
not
happens.
In my case. I don't know what you're talking about. But,
never.
I don't know what world you're living in, but then we're on the radio, so I guess you can, who knows what you're wearing in there. But
you know
I'm
it,
all
love.
Dressed up. I always dress up for interviews. I'm all dolled up. I'm at a payphone outside of Marshall's at the Hub.
You know, that was my favorite Marshall's for years. And the Bally's U.S. Swim and Fitness was there back in
the
day.
It's a shame. Things have changed now. You know, I guess people aren't exercising anymore. They closed that. They opened some big fancy place down the street that I can't afford.
Well, I'm
You know, one
I'm
of those
sorry.
Big new gyms.
I'm
the
sorry.
Los Angeles gym.
Oh, those people.
Oh,
they just use that name.
I don't need that.
No, I know.
I don't need a lot of skinny people running around me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't need that.
No, you don't.
But anyway, the show, the Gender Fluid Show. God, I almost started talking about that mattress again. The Gender Fluid Show is real nice, though. And it, you know, one of the things we do is we always, it's my show that I do all year long. I start it in January, and I travel with it, and I do over 100 shows a year. Which just makes me want to sit down and, oh, I don't know, like bang my head against a brick wall, but I wouldn't feel it with my hair. You know, I have that big hair. So anyway, but it's really a great show. And then we do a holiday show, a holiday too, though. It's not just that. So it's that show because nobody's seen that. I've been on the road with it. And we do my nice holiday things. And we've got a real nice gender holiday game we're going to play.
Ooh. Oh, is that going to be...
And then we do a sing-along,
uh-huh.
And I show my record collection. It's a good show this year. It's a real quality piece.
If people have never been to see Miss Richfield 1981, and it's so much fun. It is just a laugh a minute,
well,
but it's also inspiring. We love seeing you. You're going to be at the Illusion Theater, which is on the 8th floor of the Carl Center, downtown Minneapolis, and you're going to start.
Is it still there? I can't.
It is.
I can't remember.
You're starting this Friday night.
That's it? Oh, I got to write that down.
That's tomorrow.
Okay. That's tomorrow, love.
Is it tomorrow already?
It is.
Oh, dear.
And
oh,
then you do
my goodness.
Thursday, Friday,
I'm
going
to have to get my bus pass out. I don't know. I'm sure I've got that sitting on the counter. Oh, dear. What time tomorrow?
It starts at 7:30.
7:30?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, dear. Okay,
I hope you show up.
I can make that.
And if
7:30, that's a half an hour earlier than usual.
Well, are you doing it for the older folks?
No, I'm doing it for me, actually.
Well,
like a
I'm including us.
I can't do. I've got, you know, I've been having the acid reflux.
No.
So I can't, I have to be real careful about my diet.
Yes.
And I can't have, you know, I like the coffee. I like the Sanka. And I have to be real careful now. So I've got to be getting to bed earlier. And
well, I think
so
it's good.
The show's a half an hour early. It's 7 o'clock on Sundays for the real early birds.
Well, I think that you're being real respectful for a lot of people who want to go to a show and, you know, start it at 7:30.
You gals, how many years have you been on the air?
17 and a half, love.
Woof. since Jesus was in pigtails. Holy smokes, that's forever.
It is forever.
God in heaven. You know how many years I've done the show at The Illusion?
How many?
21.
21.
My 21st year.
Oh, you're legal. You're fully legal now.
I started when I was in third grade. I just went up to the eighth floor with my backpack, my school bag, with some music in it, and I've been doing the show ever since. 21 years. Isn't that something?
It is something. You know, I was just on YouTube watching you sit down with someone. I don't even know what the heck it was, but talking about your pilgrim home that you were in P-Town.
Oh, there's so many good quality films.
You really put together a quality film. I mean,
right? I'm sure. Oh, I bet it was good. I'll have to look. I have to buy one of those YouTubes. You know, when they start selling those at Walgreens, I'm going to buy one of those YouTubes because everyone's talking about it.
I just
haven't gotten around to it yet.
Well, they might have a BOGO deal if you catch it at the right time.
Oh, yeah. Well, I got some bedroom slippers there the other day for $10.
Oh, listen, there is nothing like Walgreens.
Tell me about it.
Listen, you can get a lot done. Do you have any stresses this time of the year about holiday shopping or anything like that?
Oh, gosh. Stress. Oh, let's see. No, I guess not really. I'm pretty happy. You know, I guess the biggest stress, no, I should say there's one stress. My phone service has been cut off while I'm catching up on bills. So, you know, standing outside here in the cold talking to you on the phone, that's a little stressful.
And I think it's hard to find a payphone these days.
I know. You got to come to the hub. And I'm telling you, I'm 66 and Nicollet, and there's a line forming behind me, actually. So that's a little stressful. But otherwise, my
Ignore
life
him.
Is, you know, I try... Well, I try to do to make things easier for myself, you know. So right now I'm just, I'm just eating cat food and, cuts down on my grocery shopping. I just
Absolutely.
Buy the same thing for the cats and I. We all eat the same food. And then maybe a Ritz cracker, a saltine, some Sonka. And otherwise, I'm, you know, right as rain, actually. I'm really enjoying the fact that it's finally wintry out and white. I appreciate
Same.
The snow.
I do, too.
Because it gets me in the holiday mood. I know a lot of people don't like it, but I love it.
I love
think
it, too.
It's just cheery. Nothing worse than that gray, dark, you know, it gets dark so early without the snow. It's just black out there. It's
I agree.
Just dark.
Hey, Miss Richfield, why 1981? Can you remind us?
Well, that was when I was crowned.
That's
Miss Richfield, 1981. It was in the year of our Lord, 1981, on July 4th. And, it was just me. I was competing. There was about 11 of us. And, I don't know if you know the whole story, but Trudy Olson, one of the other gals, was twirling not one, not two, but three flaming batons and lost control, took out the whole front row of contestants in terrible fire. And fortunately, I was wearing 100% polyester. So it just melted into a crustacean around me. All the other gals were in taffeta. And, you know, I don't know if you see
that
taffeta,
goes up in flames.
But it goes up fast. It's more like a Nassau launch when all the other gals went up. Anyway, it ended pretty well. You know, like nine of them got hauled off to the burn unit. A couple of them died. And so overall, it was positive. I was the only contestant left. And upon receiving the sash and the crown, they also gave me bus fare to go someplace else.
For life?
Yes, and talk about Richfield. And I have been on the road since 1981. Every time I get home, there taped on my trailer door is another bus ticket to go someplace else. I mean, they just want me out talking about Richfield. Sometimes they just say go. They just give me the cash and say go. They don't even tell me where.
They don't care
so
if
I just head for the Greyhound bus, just head for the depot and buy a ticket to somewhere. But I've been all over. You know, this year I went to New York and Atlanta and Fort Lauderdale and San Diego and Palm Springs. And
we're
I went
lucky
over
to have you back.
Yes.
Tahiti. I went to Hong Kong. I could get out my notes.
Don't.
Get my notes?
Oh, Miss Richfield, what's the bus fare like from Minneapolis to Tahiti?
Oh, good Lord. It's a lot of Popeye stops. Let me tell you. Whoa, I'm telling you, my hair was a little flattened on one side. I dozed off a couple times, that's for sure.
I believe it. We got to take a quick
Have you ever been to Tahiti?
No. Would you go back?
You haven't, really? I'm telling you, Tahiti is one of the most beautiful places on Earth. It's absolutely stunning. I would tell people, it's what you think Hawaii's going to look like when you get there. I mean, it is gorgeous. Very, very pretty. You know, I work with the cruise ships sometimes. So
I know
the cruise
you
ship.
Do.
Just every morning, you look out and you think, good Lord, it can't get prettier. I can't believe you've never been there with the kind of money you're making on the radio.
Can you believe it?
You have to split it with those. I have to split it between the two of you, probably.
Exactly.
That's too bad. Because just one of you would probably make a lot more money. You think about that.
Probably, but it'd be a lot more work, too. Listen, you can see Miss Redfield.
Oh, I don't know about that.
1981 in Gender Fluids for the Holiday. You are so much fun. And if people have never been to your show before, it sells out. It sells out quickly. It starts tomorrow night at the Illusion Theater. And you just get the tickets, I guess, at the Illusion Theater.
Well, I don't, because I just slip in out the back door, although if I came in off the elevator, I bet they charge me. I take the stairs, and then I can sneak in. But, yeah, you get it on illusiontheater.org, or you can go to missrichfield.com, or you just do it the old-fashioned way and show up.
Listen, love, it's so great to hear from you, and I'm glad you had such an exciting year, and I hope...
It's been great.
To come
it
see
really
you.
Has. I hope it's been good for you. Are you healthy?
Beyond. No acid reflex.
Yeah. Hope to sit next
really?
To you.
Really? And the rash cleared up.
Oh,
I dropped
immediately.
Off that
Thanks
stab.
For the advice.
I dropped off the stab, that big tin that was from me. I don't know if they told you that.
Thank you, love. We got to go. Thanks so much.
You do?
Yep. Miss Richard,
all right. 1981. See you on the
17, honey. At the Illusion Theater.
Is it? Okay. Oh, now I'm confused. All right. Well, okay. Someone else wants to get on the phone.
They do.
Go.
All right. Goodbye. We'll be right back.
So, what are you trying to say?
Hollywood speaking.
What is the meaning of this?
All right. Let's get to it. And if you just missed Miss Richfield 1981, she will be performing at the Illusion Theater, and just so much fun. I was just telling Donnie, if you've never been, this is a great show, so check it out.
Help keep her in cat food and Ritz crackers, why
don't
you?
Yeah, no wonder why she has acid reflux. moving on. Okay, so here we go. Emma Stone is engaged after 2 years of dating. Dave McCary, he is an SNL segment writer, and they met when she hosted SNL at the end of 2016, and start in the sketch Wells for the Boys. So that's exciting. I don't know how you Hollywood speak it. You really can't.
You just say congratulations.
Uh-huh. But here's one.
Yes. Okay. Let's do it.
Jennifer Lopez. She's hosting SNL this weekend.
Oh, is she?
Mm-hmm. He is dating, engaged to a ruthless clout.
Chaser.
Chaser.
Yes, that's
Thank
right.
You,
otherwise known as Alex Rodriguez.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she is open to conceiving a child with Alex. She's 50.
What?
I don't know what's in God's plan, but I'd like to try. And then
he's
been talking about it. I'm so open to it. She's so excited about their family. She has two bonus daughters. She has two, a boy and a girl. He has two girls. We're just thrilled. But I honestly think that God brought us together because we're similar. We both make each other raise our games as people. He's been very successful in my zone. And I've had success.
Is she talking about using a surrogate? Or?
Well,
I have no
she's
idea.
Not going into details because it's not in the plan. Well, she's not sure if this is in the plan.
Oh, okay.
No, what do you mean? Well, there's no plan yet.
But that's what I mean.
She's brought it up before.
Yeah, she's just kind of talking in circles around this so that we have something to talk about.
Because she's on SNL this weekend. Is that what you're thinking? What happens to your mind? I didn't think that at all. I thought maybe she does want children with these kids.
Julia, the segment is called Hollywood Speak. We're supposed to be reading in between the lines.
This is why I'm so bad at this game.
This is true.
This is why I'm very, very bad.
This is a horrible game, by the way.
Oh, gosh. Lori does better than I do.
Also, keeping in mind with Jennifer Lopez, that she is fiercely on the award season circuit for Hustlers, because her end goal is to get an Academy Award nomination at the very least for her role in Hustlers, because there is that buzz around this film.
I saw that movie. I don't know.
Yeah, you didn't really like it.
Mm-mm.
But she's really pushing it hard. She's out there. You see her doing the red carpets,
doing
interviews like this.
She's doing the Super Bowl halftime gig, too.
Right.
This woman really, if can you imagine having her work ethic?
No.
She just said, well, she's got a little talent, too. That helps.
Yes, of course.
Just a sprinkle.
She's got a lot of talent. She's gorgeous. I think she gets prettier every year. We're talking about Jennifer Lopez. And here's her advice. She's also the People magazine cover person of the year, along with Michelle Obama, Jennifer Aniston, and Taylor Swift. But you have to work at it and not give up. The key is not giving up. For me, it's not a choice. You just can't stop.
Well, true on that.
Mm-hmm.
Give Jennifer Lopez credit where credit is due. Is that
she busts her butt.
Has busted her butt. And oh my goodness, I love her looks. I can't wait for award season Jennifer Lopez red carpets moments, because they're going to be great.
She has the best.
Yeah.
She has everything. It'll be different every day. She looks great. She was just at a thing the other day. I don't know what the awards were for. I feel like it was a Marvel thing. Were the Marvel Awards, or was there something Marvel-y the other day? She had on this black, off-the-shoulder, black feathered on one side.
She was at the Gotham Awards, which is just for New York City.
But that's close.
Nothing to do with comic books.
But I mean, Gotham. I was thinking
Gotham,
Batman.
Batman.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
That was my association.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That line. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
She's not going to get an Oscar nomination. She's not.
Donnie, I don't know.
At the very least, a Golden Globe nomination.
She'll get that.
Yeah, anybody can get one of those.
She'll get that. All right, so Maggie Smith, 84. Reveals she didn't find her role in Harry Potter or Downton Abbey very satisfying because she really didn't feel like she was acting. I'm deeply grateful of working in these two, but it wasn't what you call satisfying. I didn't really feel like I was acting. She starred as Lady Violet Crawley, the Dowager Countess of Grantham and Downton Abbey. She won 3 Emmys. What do you think about that?
I'm sure it was easy for her to show up playing the Dowager Countess, because she just sat there at the table, gave some quippy one-liners, raised her eyebrow, did a fantastic job, and then won a bunch of awards for it.
But she didn't feel like she was really satisfied in all of... She was in 8 different adaptations in J.K. Rowling's Harry Potter movies.
Oh, I get it.
I get it. Maybe
it
just
wasn't challenged.
Yeah, wasn't. Yeah, you know, she played Professor McGonagall in those movies, mm-hmm. but as opposed... Think of a Dame Maggie Smith playing... Just, she probably has had the opportunity to play the great theater roles of all time. Yeah. And then she's in this movies about kids' books. She's just like, okay, well, I'll show up and do it.
I appreciate her candor.
Yeah,
I know. She has a lot of candor in this article, actually. She says she decided to pursue a career in acting. We're talking about Dame Maggie Smith. Honest to God, I had no idea where the urge to act came from. It was such a ghastly time, and we didn't go to the theater. She said she got into terrible trouble once. Think of 84, so when she was a teenager, would that be the 30s?
40s.
Well, 70 years ago, so she was a teenager.
In the 40s.
Do the math.
Yeah. Okay, I got into terrible trouble once because the neighbors took me to the cinema on a Sunday. I had such fun, though. And then she had a great teacher, and then she had a great career that's both been high and low. She didn't encourage her 2 sons to act. She didn't want them to follow in her footsteps. And she also says she admires any young woman who attempts to join the film industry nowadays, because it's all about having to strip off your clothes every second. She says, I think they're so brave, the young actresses of today. They seem to have to strip off every second. I can't imagine how they cope with it.
Sure.
I really don't. They're required to do the most extraordinary things. And she said, if I was to start now, she didn't think she could do it.
Yeah, think of all the, even removed from the stripping and the nudity part, but a lot of roles require extreme physical transformation. I'm thinking of the movie Bombshell that's coming out about Fox News,
right?
And the prosthetics that Charlize Theron had to wear to be Megyn Kelly. And even in all of that, where it's just like, ooh, that's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
Have you seen the prosthetics that John Lithgow has to wear?
Oh.
Are you guys wanting to see, I know this is totally off topic.
Wanting to see Bombshell?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
I'm not either. I'm not in the mood.
Yeah.
I'm curious. I'm curious about it. It's not a movie necessarily that I'm actively going to seek out, but if I run across it, I'm interested in how they're going to portray the story. But I understand where you guys are coming from, where it's just like, maybe not in the mood right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know. Yeah. I read the newspaper.
There we go.
Yeah,
all
there
right,
we go.
And
all right, we're done with that. Renee Zellweger and Charlize Theron talk about Harvey Weinstein, about him lying about them having sex with him.
Mm.
And she said he would pit women against one another. He was really, really good at that. There was no limit to him. Let's see. Renee Zellweger said in 2017, if Harvey said anything, like Harvey said, I was having sex with Renee Zellweger, gave me a massage. She said he's so full of it.
Ugh.
And this is, you know, Melissa Sage Miller said in a lawsuit filed in 2017, I don't know what's going on with Weinstein and the lawsuits.
I know that he is set sometime, that court date for him, that criminal court date in New York keeps being pushed back and back and back. So that's all I can say without reading anything in front of my face. But the Hollywood speak on this is Harvey Weinstein is disgusting.
You know what he would say to her? You know, he'd pit like, well, if you don't want to do this role, you know, I'm talking to Gwyneth for this one. Charlize Theron and Gwyneth, they would be the same kind of age.
Yeah.
Nice. Sweet. We will be back with the delightful Anna.